At the start of 1983, birders had three choices for field guides. The main two were the Peterson Guide, written by Roger Torrey Peterson, and the Golden Guide, written mainly by Chandler Robbins. But in 1983 came publication of the first edition of the National Geographic Society's Field Guide to the Birds of North America. Except for sonograms, this guide had everything that the Golden Guide had, with the added advantage of newly updated information, including changed bird names and more information about identification subtleties. The second edition came out just 4 years later in 1987 and corrected a few glitches in text and art. It took 12 years until 1999 for the third edition to be released. Just 3 years later, in 2002, the fourth edition was issued, and just 4 years after that, in 2006, the fifth edition was published. Each one made subtle improvements on the previous one, kept taxonomy and names up to date right as DNA analyses are putting bird taxonomy in flux. Both the fifth and then the sixth edition, published in 2011, added thumb indentations to make openings to specific groups quicker. I have a copy of each edition in my library. I don't think National Geographic's aim was focused on field guide collectors, though. I think they have simply set a goal of providing the most complete, up-to-date field guide available, and that requires updates as our knowledge grows and as ornithologists tweak bird classification. Anyway, I'm thinking about field guides because National Geographic sent me a sneak peek preview of the seventh edition of their field guide, which will be coming out this fall. And just looking at the opening title page, I was blown away. The seventh edition title page spread shows six gorgeous hummingbirds, and the layout is visually appealing even beyond the charming beauty of the birds. The new edition has added more species. They're now up to 1,023. The hummingbird plates are especially wonderful. They added two pages of additional drawings and include more plumages as well as rare species. And they made little changes here and there that most people won't notice, but that improved a great book to an even better one. The hugest change in the seventh edition came about thanks to ornithologists using DNA to revise entirely their taxonomic ordering of birds. So the birds are now arranged entirely differently, with pigeons, cuckoos, nightjars, swifts, and hummingbirds far closer to the start of the guide, well separated from the songbirds. Now hawks and owls are very close to each other, both well separated from the falcons. When I get the hard copy, I plan on rereading this new edition cover to cover, partly to absorb new hints for identification and partly to absorb the new taxonomic order. John Dunn has served as the principal author of all seven editions. Jonathan Alderfer has been a principal author and artist of all recent National Geographic books. Jonathan's the co-author of my own National Geographic Pocket Guide to the Birds of North America. He was an exceptional working partner, having both a generous spirit and exacting standards. In nature, evolution does not make any organism better. It simply explains why those members of a population that best fit current conditions are the main ones to survive and reproduce. The evolution of the National Geographic Field Guide to the Birds of North America is a directed evolution. The National Geographic team started out in 1983 making their field guide the, quote, most current, authoritative, and comprehensive field guide available today, the ultimate essential resource for the accurate identification of nearly 1,000 species, as the fifth edition's cover states. Those words describe every one of the first six editions and certainly are true again for the seventh. I cannot wait to get my hands on the real thing in September. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.